You're listening to a special archived version of Sam Downey's TechCasts. This episode features a report live from the grand opening of the first Apple store in London on Regent Street. But before we delve right into the report, it's time for this.
You're listening to news from macOS Ken.
The world is waking up to a brand new source for Mac news, macOS Ken, for fast relief of the minor aches and pains associated with other podcasts.
I'm living the Mac life on the go again, thanks to macOS Ken.
Stop the tired traditional sources for Mac news and start macOS Ken. Side effects may include laughter, being informed, being angered, uncontrollable crying, a ringing in the ears if administered too loud, an inexplicable desire to sing show tunes on a crowded bus, a craving for something tangy, knowing more about all things Apple than the losers who don't listen, and mild paranoia. So step up, planet, to the first source for Apple-related shenanigans. macOS Ken. It's in your head. Not to be taken internally.
Well, it's Saturday. It's coming up to 1:15 in the afternoon on Saturday, November the 20th, 2004, here on Regent Street in London. Outside it's raining, but inside the brand new Apple store, it's pretty good. It's pretty hot. It's very busy. Lots of people, thousands of people down here. Lots of different zones. We've got the studio, which is an area where you can go and ask help in like design and things like that. We've also got the junior spa for technical help and know-how. We've got the theatre, which is huge here. Massive screen. A couple of DJs on at the moment playing music. Then we've also got downstairs. We've got the lovely glass staircase leading upstairs. And also there's a glass bridge going across. Downstairs we've got areas where we've got all the laptops throughout, and the Pro side, the PowerBooks to the iBooks. We've got all connected up wirelessly to the internet, every single computer. You can also, there's also free access, free Wi-Fi here at the store. The store was opened by Vice President Ron Johnson at around about 10 o'clock this morning. People who work here were running around just before the store opened, sort of like giving high fives to everybody, and that was such a like amazing sight to see. A one-off, I would say. There's a few like really great areas you should check out when you come to the store. I mean, the floor space is huge. I don't know what exactly how big it is, but it is massive. It's set out so well. People are just loving the design of it. Well, I've been waiting in line since around about 3 o'clock this morning. That's 3 o'clock on Saturday morning, just around the corner. So 8 hours worth of being awake, basically, and talking to people. So coming up in this special report for Inside Mac, I have interviews with such people like Gary Allen, who's from IFO Apple Store. I've also got a exclusive interview with Stormy, who was the very first person in the queue. Got here on Thursday evening, and he's been here ever since, been camping out outside the Apple Store. Once people started recognizing him, this is like for all, this is all the staff here in the store, they started saying hello, and then also people outside. People have been interviewing so much, news stations such as the BBC, CNN as well. You can tell my voice is starting to go. Well, let's start with this. So here's my very first introduction I did on Saturday evening. I'm at the moment outside the Apple Store. It's coming up to 9 o'clock in the evening on Friday the 19th. The store is about to open at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday the 20th. The line starts a matter of a few metres away from me. Standing in the shop, outside the shop window. And the window's got, they've got 17-inch and 20-inch iMac G5s with their Christmas theme going on, the Christmas movie showing, and I shall read it to you. It's saying, give speed, give wireless, give music, give Apple. And it's just a very simple movie. It's, well, it's a simple message by Apple for Christmas, that is. Okay, so it's 9 o'clock. There's around about 60 people in line or so at the moment. There are at the moment quite a few people looking into the front of the store. At the moment, cleaners are wiping windows. All the lights are on inside. Also, there's quite a few staff walking around. And it looks fantastic. So we shall see in 6 hours' time what the store is going to look like. I'm here standing with Stormy, who was here first in line 2 days ago. That's on Thursday the 18th of November. It's now Saturday morning at about 3:30 in the morning, so about another 6 hours to go until the Apple Store is open. So Stormy, you've been here for quite a while. What else have you been up to while you've been waiting in line?
Well, actually, I have taken a couple breaks. I've gone to Cafe Nero, which is, I guess, a coffee house, plugged in my laptop, powered up, paid £5 twice for 24 hours of internet access, which I've been able to post news from my website, which helps keep my family and friends updated. And then also a lot of other Apple enthusiasts have stopped by, which has been really nice.
That's really cool. What's your website address, by the way?
It's my name, so it's stormyshippy.com.
Okay, very simple set. People can follow your web blog all on there. You were saying earlier to me that you're not to buy a lucky bag when the store finally opens at 10 o'clock this morning. So what are you going to do in the store?
I'm going to go into the store, talk to people, look at the setup, and that's probably going to be about it. I think it's just the thrill of actually being first in line at an Apple store that's keeping me going right now.
And have you met any of the staff who work here yet?
The first day I was here, once the employees recognized that I was camping out, they all came out, greeted me. I got my picture taken with the general manager, so a good way to start the queuing process.
Okay, and finally, when are you heading back to the States?
On Sunday, I'm going to head to Paris for a day, and from there, I'll head to Colorado for skiing, and then back to Dallas after about a week. Start back university.
Okay, thank you, Stormy. Thanks for chatting to us. Thanks for chatting to us on Inside Mac Radio. Cheers. I'm standing now outside the Apple Store on Regent Street. Actually, in front of Gary, who's from ifoapplestore.com. How are you doing, Gary?
Well, very good today.
And how has your stay been on the streets of Regent Street for this grand opening?
Well, I think I speak for everybody when I say it's been very cold and very active. A lot of people coming by, a lot of people asking questions, and a lot of interaction.
So how was your trip over here from San Francisco?
It was very good. With some tailwinds, we cut about an hour off the flight, and then, of course, we landed to find out that it was drizzling and raining, which we didn't expect.
And what time did you arrive, and did you come to the store straight away?
As soon as we checked into our hotel, we came by the store, and there were lots of people passing by, looking into the window, taking pictures with their cellular phones.
Has there been a highlight for you so far?
Well, I think the highlight certainly has to be the architecture of this building and the way Apple put their American design into that building. Leaving all of the original facade and all of the original architectural elements.
What are you doing for the rest of the day once you go inside the store?
Well, once I get in, I'll be examining the store, looking around, taking some photographs for the website, and then talking to some employees, and usually takes about an hour to kind of examine what new elements the store has, and then the grand opening event is over, and I kind of have to focus on my energy on getting back to the States.
Can you tell me about the architecture of the building, and what's your views on it?
Well, I think Apple did a magnificent job in integrating its brand, the American design, into this very old building, and especially the way they've used the four arches with glass and the visibility of the inside of the store, the mezzanine kind of design. from any point on the sidewalk, it's very spectacular and very much a draw to anybody who walks by.
Yeah, I've been noticing that tonight throughout the evening, and people just been stopping by, even just looking at the building in the distance, wondering what the store is all about, what's going to go on inside it. As one of the guys said on one of the Apple videos, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, exactly. And, certainly for a retailer, the idea is to draw people into the store. The glass staircase does that. These large windows do that. But it's also the original American design with the spaces laid out for applications, photos, video, pro, home, all the standard sections that you find in a Apple store in the United States.
From what I've seen, it's totally similar to the designs in the States for most of the stores. Have you seen anything on the sort of a grandeur size and scale of this?
No, there are some flagship stores in the United States that have the glass staircase and have the second level. And the two stores in Japan are also pretty spectacular. But all of those, are built in other venues, in other structures, and usually they're not as open as this one is. This certainly wins any contest in terms of visibility of the store from the outside.
Thank you, Gary. Where can people find out more information about your website? Where's the link to, and also to the store?
Well, the link is at www.ifoapplestore.com.
So, as simple as that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for talking to Insight Mac. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, it's now about 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, 20th November. Standing in line for the opening of the Apple Store on Regent Street. And the line has grown quite a bit overnight. It's totally freezing. I can certainly vouch for that, so can people around me do that. I've got people standing with different nationalities, people from the US, people from Europe. And just spotted a couple of minutes ago was Ron Johnson, who's the Vice President for Apple Retail, walking down the street surveying the line. So I wonder what he thinks of it all. I'll report back in the next hour or so. Okay, the time's past 9:30. I've heard there's 1,500 people in the line now, compared with earlier. So we're half an hour away from the opening of the Apple Store on Regent Street here in London. It's still bitterly cold outside. People are scurrying to the local Starbucks or local sandwich shop to get coffees and sandwiches. There have been a few Mexican waves that have gone down through the line, and the line sort of like stretches as far as I can see, and now a bit more further down quite a few more streets. So I reckon towards the end of the line, those people waiting there should come into the store around about 6 o'clock this evening. The opening is less than half an hour away, and I shall give you another report just after that. This is a recording live of DJ Luke Slater on the Apple Theatre, live from the Apple Store. This is one of the many events taking place here at the Apple Store. It's time of making this recording is Saturday, the 12th. Saturday, the 20th of November. It's 12 minutes past noon. For more information on this brilliant Apple Store here in London on Regent Street, go to www.apple.com/UK/retail, and you'll get all the information and directions on how to get to the store there. I mean, you'll come, you'll certainly see the Apple Store, because the Apple Store has a massive Apple flag outside. Address once again, www.apple.com/UK/retail. This has been Sam Downing reporting live from the Apple Store here in the UK in London on Regent Street. For more information on me, go to www.dsounds.co.uk, where you find all the links to the store. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Sam Downing's Techcasts. For more information, go online at www.dsounds.co.uk.